Hello and welcome to the Optimum Anabolics program. This is the muscle nerd Jeff Anderson. And if you're like most guys, you're tempted to simply turn to the chapter on putting it all together and then begin my killer workout routine. That's because most muscleheads see bodybuilding as merely hoisting weights up and down over and over again, slowly increasing the weight under some misguided concept that this is what builds muscle. Now, these are the guys who are always on the lookout for that magic routine that's eluded them for so long. Don't make that mistake. As you'll learn, there are several elements that must be addressed if you're ever going to surpass your genetic growth potential. Skip any one of these elements, and you'll find yourself on the fast track to frustration. Now, I know you're not going to like hearing this, but it's very important that you read this manual all the way through before beginning your program. Now, I've designed this program in a very no-nonsense approach in order to avoid wasting any of your time with a bunch of fancy scientific words. I have no need to feed my ego by giving you the impression I'm some laboratory geek in a white lab coat testing mutant Bulgarian bodybuilders all day long. I want you to get out on the gym floor in the quickest time possible, but I want you to be armed with the advanced knowledge needed to put that time to good use. If you skip a chapter thinking you already know everything you need to know about that training factor, you could be setting yourself up for a big disappointment. Now, here's another little tool I think you'll appreciate. We'll be covering a lot of information in this book. Information that is anything but common knowledge, even among the most professional bodybuilders who rely on anabolic steroids for their massive gains. So, in order to make sure you don't miss out on any important information, I'll summarize key concepts and highlight them by letting you know about the optimum anabolic principle that it applies to. Well, there you have it. I've sufficiently warned you of the dangers of skipping around in this book, and I've given you a couple of extra emphasis tools to make sure that you get the most important details with all the information I've jammed into these pages. This ball's in your court. So, what I want you to do now is, if you've already been busting your ass in the gym, training 3 to 4 days or more per week, I want you to take a week off. Now, you'll understand why later, but for now, just plan on using that week to review this manual and fully prepare for your fiery return to the gym. If you're relatively new to bodybuilding or it's been a while since you've been in the gym, take the next week to introduce your body to what it's about to experience. In order to avoid overloading your body to the point of shutdown, it's wise to begin a light exercise routine to prepare your muscles, joints, and ligaments for the upcoming barrage. Now, I've included a sample pre-program workout at the beginning of your first bonus that came with this program, the Optimum Anabolics Workout Guide. Now, it's worked out well for my clients who are just starting out or getting back into the gym. But be careful. You don't want to go all out to the point where you can barely move the next day. That would defeat the whole purpose of the first 3 weeks of the Optimum Anabolics program. Besides, if what you're looking for is an intense workout session, don't worry. The real work is coming up. Now, let me introduce you to the Optimum Anabolics program by first introducing you to Joe Hardgainer. Now, you see, Joe is very typical of the bodybuilders trying to pack on muscle in today's gyms. Determined to look like those guys in the magazines, he signs up for his membership at the local gym, buys his weightlifting gloves and belt and all the other essential tools for packing on the pounds, and begins his quest. At the gym, he follows the lead of all the other muscleheads and begins bench pressing, curling, and squatting the most weight he can. Like the other misinformed wannabes there, he thinks that working harder and harder, steadily increasing the weight on the bar, will force his body into growth beyond his wildest dreams. He makes some gains, enough to keep him pushing on, but soon finds himself stagnated. Not seeing any more strength or size development, Joe decides to go to the next level. He looks around the gym for the biggest iron-pumping consultant he can find that also looks friendly enough to talk to. Now, in case you haven't figured it out just yet, every gym is nearly required to have at least one psycho pro wannabe who is more than willing to enlighten any local admirer about how a real man packs on slabs of muscle. He'll be the one who's trying to catch everyone's attention by screaming like a gorilla as he sends the weights crashing to the floor on his last repetition. That's where Big Jake comes in. Now, Joe approaches Big Jake to inquire about the secret to his bulging biceps. Big Jake tells Joe everything he knows about what exercises to choose, how much weight to use, what to eat, and what secret supplements to use. Joe sets out once again, following everything Big Jake tells him. Positive, he now has the missing links to maximum growth. Fortunately, some of what Big Jake told Joe was enough to move him out of his plateau. Temporarily. Within 3 weeks, he finds his strength and size stalemated again. Now, frustrated, Joe decides to turn to the experts. He goes to the local grocery store and picks up some bodybuilding magazine they have and begins his research. Obviously, with arms and legs the size of telephone poles and a chest the size of a small SUV, anything these pros have to say must be gospel. Try my pre-contest workout. I swear by Company X's anabolic activator potion. Why, just look at the size of my arms. Oh, and then there are all the ads for the top secret supplement discoveries, promising you godlike powers with the latest in scientific research. Gain 30 pounds of solid muscle in just 6 weeks, guaranteed. Clinically proven to increase testosterone up to 98%. Anabolic hormones will increase a staggering 250%. Buy our product. No, wait, buy ours. Confused and frustrated, Joe spends a small fortune on supplements and is back in the gym. He's loaded with tips from all the pros and has so many secret potions running through his veins, he can be declared off-limits as a toxic waste dump. Again, he makes a small gain, only to find it wither away as he finally hits the wall. Now, the wall is that place that all beginner and novice bodybuilders hit when they realize that building muscle is a hell of a lot harder than those hulking professionals in the magazines make it look. Now comes the moment of truth, kind of like when you found out that wrestling was fake and there was no Easter Bunny. And my apologies to those of you who still didn't know about wrestling and the Easter Bunny. But here are the facts. Fact. All of those pro bodybuilders trying to coax you to purchase the next wave of natural supplements guaranteeing massive growth got that big not from the natural supplements they're marketing, but rather by pumping massive quantities of anabolic steroids through their veins. Fact. The killer pre-contest and mass-building routines these pros let you in on are enough to throw any bodybuilder into chronic overtraining without the aid of a serious dose of dangerous growth hormone. Fact. The bodybuilding supplement market is a multi-million dollar industry that's supported by well-intentioned serious seekers such as yourself who fall prey to ads and articles designed for one thing, to take your hard-earned money. Fact. Supplement manufacturers and gyms all follow the 6-month rule of marketing. Now, basically, 6 months is how long research has shown it takes the average seeker of strength to join a gym, purchase the supplements they're convinced they need, reach the wall where they see no more gains, get frustrated, and quit their workout program. Fact, those same bodybuilding magazines that projected an air of objectivity actually own many of the supplements they're advertising and are recommending in their magazines. Now, here's a short list of some of the worst offenders. For example, Flex Magazine owns Weider Supplements. Muscle and Fitness is under the same company by Weider. Muscle Mag owns the Muscle Tech line. Muscular Development owns Twin Lab. Muscle Media owns EAS. Now, these companies weren't stupid. They realized early on that they could sell you a magazine full of great-looking, perfectly sculpted mountains of muscle to make you feel puny, and then offer you ad after ad of expensive supplements with pumped-up scientific claims to milk you for even more of your dough. So, where's a guy to turn for real information on how to build muscle? Well, welcome to Optum Anabolics. You see, I've discovered how to take a perfectly natural defense mechanism of the body and use it to actually program your muscles to grow far beyond their genetic potential. You're about to learn the amazing secret of hyper-adaptive cycling. Now, I know that sounds like a big word, but don't worry. I'll break this relatively simple process down step by step throughout this manual. In the end, you'll have all the tools you need to finally reach your goals for massive growth. However, while applying hyperadaptive cycling principles to your bodybuilding program will absolutely be the most important step you ever take toward packing on slabs of muscle, I won't stop there. In fact, in the pages that you're going to be reading, I'll also provide you with the most comprehensive information ever available on how to surpass your genetic limits for muscle growth. Together, we'll break through all the myths and obstacles that have kept you from reaching your full potential of growth. You see, I've identified a total of 8 anabolic factors that must be addressed if you're ever going to maximize your muscle gains. By manipulating these 8 factors to create the perfect anabolic environment, you'll provide the right stimuli to thrust your body's natural growth systems into overdrive for as long as you wish, with no plateaus. But first, you must fully understand all of the factors and how they affect your ability to grow muscle. Now here's a quick peek of what's coming up as I cast away all the BS we've been fed through the years by weight room advisors, greedy supplement manufacturers, and steroid pumping pros paid giant marketing fees. Here's a look at factor number 1, hyperadaptive cycling. We may as well begin with getting into the real meat of the program. I mean, that's why you forked over the money to check out this muscle manual in the first place anyway, isn't it? Now, this highly controversial new approach of hyperadaptive cycling, when applied to both your workout program and your diet, is the single most advanced training technique ever discovered for naturally turbocharging your body's own anabolic hormone production without steroids. But don't worry about the specifics of hyperadaptive cycling as you read through the manual. I'm going to provide you step by step and take you there through the process in other chapters of this manual so you can design your very own program customized for your personal goals. Factor 2 is body part training frequency. Now, this chapter is guaranteed to raise a few eyebrows out there. I'll explain why your current program is probably shortchanging your gains, if not causing you to actually lose muscle. Then I'll show you exactly how to arrange your workout schedule to maximize your efforts. Factor 3 talks about training session length. Now, don't be lured into those grueling workout marathons used by steroid pumping pros. I'll show you the perfect time range for spiking your testosterone levels and why you need to run, not walk, away from the weights at the end of this range, whether you've completed your workout or not. In factor 4, I'm going to talk to you about exercise selection and form. And not all exercises are created equal. While some are ideal for building the mass you're looking for, others are less effective at stimulating your muscles to achieve a maximum anabolic response. I'll actually rank the best exercises for every single body part and explain how to combine the strengths of some to overcome the weaknesses of others. Likewise, the form in which you perform each repetition will always make or break your progress. After reading this chapter, you'll be able to walk into any gym and see why 90% of the men there will always be wannabes. Factor 5 talks about the number of repetitions and weight. What's the difference between a 15-rep set of exercises and a 6-rep set? Quite a bit, since your muscles will respond completely differently from each strategy. In this chapter, you'll learn the perfect rep zone for building the most muscle and how to apply specific repetition counts to literally program your body to grow. In factor 6, I'm going to talk about repetition speed. Now, most bodybuilders are blindly pumping weights up and down, oblivious as to how their muscles are designed to make this happen. I'll show you how an amazing secret will actually double your gains from the very same exercise. In factor 7, I'm going to talk with you about rest cycles. Now, if you haven't learned yet, let me be the first to tell you, your muscles don't get bigger in the gym. They get bigger when your body is at rest and your muscle cells have time to repair themselves, bulking up for the next attack. But I'm not simply talking about the amount of sleep you get each night. In this chapter, I'll show you how to specifically control your rest periods during your workout to best influence your hyperadaptive cycles and shift your anabolic hormones into ultra-high gear. Factor 8, we take on your diet. Now, all of these factors put together won't do a damn thing for you if you don't provide your body with the proper nutrients for growth. I've always been disappointed at the lack of detailed information on how to construct the best diet to pack on the pounds. Add in all the confusing expert advice and the latest fad diets, and it's easy to see how your search can lead to frustration. Well, look no further. In this chapter, I've compiled the most comprehensive approach to personalizing your diet for maximizing your growth of new muscle mass and decrease unwanted fat stores to let those abs shine through. But be forewarned, this is not, I repeat, not just a basic diet lesson. In fact, the application of hyperadaptive cycling to your diet is going to blow your mind. If you find it hard to empty your glass of knowledge and be open to new concepts not exactly popular in the bodybuilding arena, you may have a hard time with this chapter. But If you're willing to give my arguably insane approach to nutrition a solid try, then I guarantee you'll experience gains like never before. Now, there you have it, the 8 anabolic factors in a nutshell. And as you can see, every single factor is important to the body's attempt to break down and develop new muscle tissue. That's why those magic killer routines you read about in the muscle mags don't even come close to creating the results they promise. They only focus on one or two factors at best. Now, while most other programs are based upon hype and airbrushed before and after pictures, the OptiManabolics program is based upon proven biophysical principles which are manipulated to allow your body to grow in a turbocharged environment. But unlike the advice Joe Hardgainer received, the answer won't always be to work harder. In fact, in the OptiManabolics program, you'll finish every workout in the shortest time possible, guaranteed. Remember that social life you used to have? You'll also realize explosive gains in both size and strength without the plateaus normally experienced with other programs. Eat more food, feel fuller, and burn more fat. And you'll also feel less fatigued and have more energy. However, any time you start messing around with the body's biophysical processes, you're bound to realize some serious consequences. So just so you can't say I didn't warn you, be warned. Within just a few weeks of beginning the OptiManabolics program, you may notice some of the following side effects, like skyrocketing self-confidence, women paying much closer attention to you as you walk by, occasional unsolicited sneers from men who are trying to convince themselves you ain't all that, constant interruptions at the gym from dedicated lifters eager to learn your secrets for putting on so much freaking muscle, increase in your libido and sexual performance, thereby increasing your chances of being stalked by sex-starved women. Well, if you're willing to accept these risks, let's not waste any more time. The most advanced breakthrough in natural hormone programming ever discovered awaits you. Are you ready to begin your journey to finally developing the body you've always dreamed of? Then let's get started. It's on to the second part of the program for Factor 1, Hyperadaptive Cycling.